Audio description of Liftoff by Talia Grease, winner of the macro photography category. This photograph, Liftoff by Talia Grease of New South Wales, was taken with a Sony A1 camera with a 90mm macro lens. The picture is a rectangle in landscape orientation, about 1 metre across and 68 centimetres tall. The background is an impenetrable shade of black. A peculiar creature swims from the lower left corner toward the upper right. It is a novel chimera of bulging fish flesh, suckers and tentacles. And then it becomes clear that this is not one animal, but two. In the lower left drifts Pelagia noctiluca, the night light jellyfish. Its bell-shaped medusa is transparent, showing the pale lavender gastrovascular cavity inside. The surface of the bell is flecked with silver lozenges, which catch the light. Hanging down beneath its ragged rim, pinkish-purple arms twine in the dark water. Marginal tentacles, long wisps of mauve and silver, trail in the hunter's wake. Safe on top of the jellyfish's head is a paper nautilus, hitching a ride towards the upper ocean. This tiny octopus is also partially translucent, with the comb-like cilia of its respiratory organ showing through the pale tissue of its mantle. However, much of its body is opaque, the colour of cream, covered in spots of orange and brown. One protruding eye, surrounded by yellow dots, looks down towards the depths. The nautilus' eight arms, with suckers limned in orange and yellow, fold neatly beneath its head, holding it steady on Noctiluca's crown. The judges, aware of the difficulties of deep water photography, were impressed by the composition of this work, as well as its exquisite lighting and charismatic stars. While Noctiluca does illuminate its surroundings when agitated by water movement, here the photographer has used two dome-shaped strobe flashes to light the scene. To take this picture, Grease observed the vertical migrations of deep water animals moving to the surface at night to feed under cover of darkness. Meeting these two travellers was a unique and magical encounter. This is the end of the audio description.